So I'm recording straight into the device. We're just going for it because I saw a post on YouTube by this Rose Cross magic guy who's going through a self-initiation thing. And it was interesting to see someone's journey through a book. I took a journey through a book 20 something years ago. I actually just found a bunch of writings where I had written 14 years ago, but it's like 24 years ago. And that's, yeah. That's all kinds of fucked up, right? Anyway, he's going through a similar journey with a modernized version, which is great improvement on Don Craig's Modern Magic. However, and this is what's his name, Liam, or the Greater Mysteries guy. Cicero's book is insufficient. There's no self-initiatory book that is sufficient. Barden gets too obscure. He's a little fantastical too. So we're left with go the order route, which is hard. That's very hard for so many reasons, from human politics to intensity. But there's something to be said for the AA model of the Argentium Astrum and the master-apprentice model. The weaknesses are so obvious. The strengths are so obvious. And they contrast so clearly the strengths and weaknesses of the college style that we see in the Golden Dawn. So if you're going solo, and I highly recommend you do, because even if all you ever did in your life was add to your yogic sung salutations, which I still do since high school, the addition of hermetic Western yoga Kabbalah practices, like in the hermetic route, the LBRP, the middle pillar ritual, fourfold breathing, basic meditation from 1 to 5. But then especially the middle pillar. And then, sure, say the analysis of the keyword. And I would do that in the Rose Cross ritual. So definitely LBRP, BRH, middle pillar. Then Rose Cross ritual with the analysis. But be sure you're not just doing the LBRP, because you want to do LIRPs as well. So the pentagram rituals, make sure you're doing both. And if that's all you did, that would be a great thing to add to your life. Very magical. But why would you get into all that stuff with not then delving into scrying and talismanic magic? That is a very good question. But that question does bring us to initiation. And what is initiation about? You can't initiate a talisman unless you've initiated yourself. And you can't initiate yourself just sort of out of the blue or because you really, really want to. There's a process that is involved that requires going beyond yourself. And that ecstasis, that ecstasy of going beyond yourself, has taken the form of monastic obedience in the past. It's taken the form of shamanic ritual and every form of historical and primitive spirituality we have. Let's not forget that primitive is a misnomer, especially when we look at the entheogenic developments of ancient cultures and their ability to live with the world as they find it, as opposed to the world that we have made it. But looking at all that past, initiation always requires you to step outside of yourself, whether it's Eleusinian cocktail ecstasy or the regiment of daily ritual work that you find in the Golden Dawn tradition. And I think the AA methodologies need to filter into the Golden Dawn style. And I think the Golden Dawn Collegium style needs to expand and interact so that it is more valuable and effective for people on the path today. That might be all I have to say. This stuff is not for everybody. Consumpax.